And now the latest local news on WIBD. It took a Fond du Lac County jury about 3.5 hours to find a 36-year-old Fond du Lac woman guilty of helping her sister hide the body of a murder victim. Tina Yule shed tears when the verdicts were read Friday evening. She was found guilty of 3 charges in aiding her sister Eve Nance after Nance killed her husband Tim at the Nance home in December of 2013. Judge Peter Grimm revoked Yule's bond of $1,500 cash, but granted her work release privileges until she's sentenced. Washington County authorities are seeking a 30-year-old Waukesha man who fled on foot from a traffic stop Thursday night. Miguel Angel Ramirez was the driver of a car pulled over just before 11 o'clock Thursday night in the area of Highway 167 and 175. As a single officer on the scene was attempting to confirm the identity of the driver and passenger, Ramirez took off. The deputy remained with the vehicle to make sure the passenger didn't drive off. Ramirez is wanted on several outstanding warrants, including possession of cocaine with intent to deliver. He has a lengthy history of violent crime and has ties to the Latin Kings criminal street gang. About 90 minutes later, deputies were called to a business in the 3600 block of Pleasant Hill Road, about a mile away from the initial stop, to investigate the theft of a vehicle. City of Hartford police later located that vehicle in a parking lot across the street from the residence of Ramirez's 27-year-old girlfriend. She refused to cooperate with investigators. A 33-year-old West Bend man faces a number of charges, including going armed while intoxicated following a traffic stop Friday night. West Bend police pulled the man over in the 1100 block of West Washington at just after 9:30 Friday night. The officer determined the man was operating under the influence of illegal drugs and alcohol. He was in possession of marijuana and a handgun.